Questions number 1A, 1B, and 1C.
An adult brain contains around 100 billion cells, but this isn't always the case. When born, the human brain is small by comparison, containing only 25 billion cells. But by the age of 3, that number doubles, and by 5, the physical structure of the brain is about 90% that of an adult's. While the physical growth of the brain has been understood for a while, how children's thoughts develop over time was not well understood until quite recently. In 1936, Swiss psychologist Jean Piaget identified that children of different ages were able to perform different mental tasks. He noticed that children younger than 2 could only comprehend the world directly in front of them, and were unable to create mental pictures of the world that they couldn't see. By 7, children could understand the idea of cause and effect, but abstract ideas, such as time, were still difficult for them. Piaget noticed that by 11, children were able to think logically by grouping objects and understand less concrete ideas, such as emotions. At this age, by the time the brain was almost fully formed, a child could think abstractly about topics such as time and solve problems using logic. The stages of mental development outlined by Piaget are flexible, but they have proved to be generally true. Experiments around the world are confirming and improving on his original ideas. Although there is still a long way to go to fully understand the brain, these experiments have a significant impact in fields such as education and child psychology.
Question number 2.
Let's take a look at a chart used by educators and psychologists. We can see the different stages of mental development we have discussed. This chart identifies the scientific names that educators and psychologists use for each stage. What can we learn from all this?